So it's now time for some more news stories in batch number 6. It's 10 minutes of reading for you. We've got 4 headlines for you. And my headline's coming up: a Newport Vale strip goes viral as fans from across the UK hail kit of the season. And firefighters stop 2,600 Royal Stoke patients' bed blocking. And over to Uta with her headlines now.
Dashcam captures biker with his pillion riders, and it's not only one, not two, but three. And then we have 6 sex cases which collapse in Staffordshire due to the loss of missing evidence.
So we look forward to hearing about those shortly. So the first story from me is: Newport Vale strip goes viral as fans from across the UK hail the kit of the season. Football fans from across the country have branded Port Vale's new strip as the kit of the season after the design went viral. The club sold 1,815 home shirts in just one day as fans got their hands on the iconic retro design. Last week, the Valiants unveiled the 150th anniversary home kit that the club says has a distinct retro feel. The PVFC crest will feature both on the kit and across the club's digital media channels for next season before reverting back to the current badge. The Puma-made classic kit, with an off-white shirt, black shorts and black and white socks, has been inspired by the team of 1953 and 1954, who won the 3rd Division North and reached the semi-finals of the FA Cup, conceding just 21 goals in 46 games. There's no sponsor on the front, while University of Staffordshire will be on the back, and Iron Market Wealth on the sleeve, while Global QA is on the shorts. The kit has gone down a storm, not only among Vale fans, but across the country. Over the weekend, photos were shared across various fan sites across Facebook, with one branding it the kit of the season. It also made an appearance on Match of the Day's Facebook page as supporters from across the country fawned over the retro design. The kit was launched at Vale Park on Saturday with 1,815 sold in just one day. Supporters were also able to meet players Jaden Stockley, Connor Hall, Ben Lomax, women's captain Meg Baldwin and owner Carol Shanahan. CEO Matt Hancock told the club website, "I'm proud that we can mark the beginning of our 150th anniversary season with the launch of our brand new 2025-26 home shirt. The design rightly honours and helps us to reflect on our past, whilst we can also make positive steps forward in an exciting season back in League One. I'd like to personally thank the members of our supporters advisory board who were presented the crest concept at their inaugural meeting. The group continues to help us shape decisions and we're delighted that they will be involved throughout such an important season. Bosses with Puma say it's a wonderful time to launch the design on the back of Vale's promotion to League One." Craig Miller, Puma Field account executive, told Port Vale's website, "Puma are delighted to be a partner of the club with such rich heritage. Combined with the obvious success of gaining promotion back to League One for the upcoming 2025-26 season, it's a wonderful time to launch a kit celebrating the 150th anniversary of Port Vale Football Club. I'd also like to thank our product and design team and everybody involved at the club for their effort during the process, and we're very much looking forward to seeing the Valiants in their new kit." Across the Potteries, and Stoke City also launched its new home kit last week. However, as reported by Stoke on Trent Live, the design, including a variation on the red and white stripes, has divided opinion. The club said it represents a labour of love from Stokies, with fan assemblies put on to decide on the design, but not all supporters have been impressed by the alterations to the stripes, with some branding it awful. However, others called it a brilliant bit of kit and absolutely fantastic. So over to Uta now, who's going to do the next story for us in batch 6.
Well, this is all about this biker who had several people as pillion riders. Dashcam captures biker with not one, not two, but three pillion riders in Stoke-on-Trent. This was the astonishing moment. Four teenagers on one motorbike bombed up a Stoke-on-Trent road. Shocking footage has been handed to Stoke-on-Trent Live of the youth riding down Weston Road in Weston Coyne to highlight the growing issue of antisocial riding in the city. It was captured on the dashcam of a car heading in the opposite direction close to the Pets Place at the junction with Coverswall Road and Park Hall Road. The film shows the biker with not one, not two, but three pillion passengers squeezed behind him. At last, one of the quartet is wearing a balaclava to obscure his identity, and they are all dressed in dark clothing. The footage has been released as Staffordshire Police and Stoke-on-Trent City Council target bikers who put lives at risk and cause a nuisance. Officers have been stepping up patrols in hotspot areas such as Hanley's Central Forest Park, Parkhall Country Park and Berryhill Fields. New signs are being installed warning offenders of the laws that give officers the power to seize vehicles that are being ridden in a way that causes or is likely to cause nuisance, alarm or distress. And enforcement action will be taken against anyone who is found to be a Stoke-on-Trent City Council tenant or in any way linked to a tenancy. So the crackdown, known as Operation Transom, has been strategically timed with the start of the warmer month when reports of nuisance bikes often increase as the weather improves. It comes after more than 350 reports were received by the council concerning nuisance bikes in 2024. Councillor Majid Khan, Cabinet Member for Community Resilience, said, "We are continuing to work closely with colleagues at Staffordshire Police to tackle, deter and educate those who continue to blight our communities with antisocial behaviour. I want to reassure residents that we hear you and action is being taken. We are so fortunate to have so many green spaces in the city. We will not let people ruin them with mindless, arrogant behaviour. Every one of us has the right to live in a cleaner, greener and safer city." Since October 2024, the roads policing team has conducted 12 proactive operations across the city, leading to three arrests, the seizure of two stolen quad bikes and the recovery of six off-road pit bikes. Chief Inspector Dave Burrow from the Stoke South local policing team said, "Tackling reports of antisocial behaviour remains a neighbourhood priority for the team, and nuisance bikers are no different. They can be a constant source of concern within our communities and can put the public and themselves in danger. We simply will not tolerate that." Alongside enforcement activity, a new programme of education will ensure potential riders and their parents know it is illegal to ride off-road bikes in any public space in Stoke-on-Trent. This includes parks, pavements, waste grounds and parkways. It was announced in February 2025 that, under the Crime and Policing Bill, new powers will mean police officers no longer need to issue a warning before seizing off-road bikes. To report nuisance bikes in your area to Operation Transom, email operationtransom@stoke.gov.uk or call 01782 233400. Stoke number is 01782 233400.
Thank you very much for that. Okay, so my final story in Bat 6 is firefighters stop 2,600 Royal Stoke patients bed blocking. Fire service support schemes for patients who need assistance to return home from hospital or after a fall are to be extended after thousands of call-outs across Staffordshire and Stoke-on-Trent. The Falls Response Service, which aims to cut ambulance waits and hospital stays by responding to residents who have fallen but not suffered any injuries, has attended more than 2,300 calls since it went live in December 2022. The Home from Hospital service, which was launched in December 2023 to assist the NHS in discharging patients from Royal Stoke University Hospital during the busy winter period, has been used more than 2,600 times. A report to the latest Fire and Rescue Service public performance meeting revealed that during that time, just one patient was readmitted to hospital within 24 hours of being discharged. Chief Fire Officer Rob Barber, speaking at the meeting, said that the partnership with health services was going from strength to strength. He added, "We've talked many times about the benefits of both of these provisions, and they were both three-month pilots a number of years ago, and we've just received further information that they are going to be extended, which is very positive." Home from hospital goes through to March next year and the false response team through to December this year. But we're expecting further funding coming from our health partners, and I know, speaking with health colleagues, that they're really pleased with the provision. The discharge and settling provision we're doing through home from hospital has expanded massively. The fire service team took on new responsibilities in July 2024 to help patients settle in more smoothly at home once discharged from hospital. The team has now completed between 6 and 7 jobs a day, on average, the report stated. It added in February that the team received the Chief Executive Award from University of North Midland NHS Trust to recognise how successful and impactful this patient safety initiative is. SFRS is the first external partner to ever receive an award. Mr. Barber said that we've now fitted 513 key safes and we've completed 103 furniture movements. That means that people who couldn't be discharged previously because of inappropriate layouts in the home can now go home to their environment and they're not staying and blocking a hospital bed. We've also completed 13 property inspections as well to make sure that grab rails and things like that are fitted and vulnerable members of the community can go and live independently in their own homes. Some of the little things that we knew we could do have a massive effect. If somebody can't be returned to their home environment because carers can't access the premises because there's no key safe, it's a 5-minute job for us to fit a key safe. Or if the layout of the downstairs isn't appropriate and they couldn't get the bed in the right place, or there was furniture in the way, then we could do that very quickly. The knock-on effect has a huge impact and benefit to the whole system. It's not just a fire service benefit, it's a system-wide impact, and it's far more than a financial benefit to the organisation. It means we're putting the patient at the centre of everything we do. Police, Fire and Crime Commissioner Ben Adams said, "This is more than supporting the ambulance service and transport. It's actually going way beyond. It's getting the environment ready for the individual coming back from hospital. The numbers that are then returning to hospital are greatly reduced, which means the beds are free and it's a huge impact on public health." So over to Uta, who's going to do the final story for us in batch 6.
Yes, thank you, Tim. And it's about these 6 sex cases which collapse in Staffordshire due to lost or missing evidence. More than 350 criminal cases across Stoke-on-Trent and Staffordshire collapsed over 2 years due to lost, damaged or missing evidence, including 6 sexual offences. A total of 14,467 cases were handed to the Crown Prosecution Service in Staffordshire between October 2022 and September 2024, with 358, or 2.5%, not reaching a resolution. Only the Metropolitan Police Service and Leicestershire Police had a higher percentage of cases collapse. The shock figures have been exposed by a BBC Shared Data Unit investigation. It found that the problem has been growing, with a higher proportion of cases failing to result in a conviction because of lost or missing evidence each year since 2020. A staggering 30,000 criminal cases across England and Wales collapsed since 2020, including 70 murders and more than 550 sexual offences. Experts told the Shared Data Unit the increasing proportion of cases collapsing due to missing evidence was due to, well, the closure of the Forensic Science Service in 2012, a lack of scrutiny over evidence retention, the growth in digital evidence and increasing demands on storage space, fears over police budgets and resources, and a wave of inexperienced police recruits were leading to more items being lost or mishandled at local forces. A Staffordshire Police spokesman said, "We work together with the CPS to ensure evidence is gathered and presented in a timely manner. The E72 category refers to evidence that is either missing or unavailable when a defendant is going to trial following being charged. For example, we may not be able to find an expert witness to give evidence, or it may be that a required medical statement cannot be obtained. When evidential issues occur in a case, the CPS will raise this with us for any action deemed necessary, and we will work together to ensure these are resolved wherever possible. We are continuing to prioritise the management of evidence, investing in improved facilities and increasing evidential resources. The Metropolitan Police Service was twice as likely as any other force to see cases dropped due to missing evidence over the last 2 years, affecting 1 in 20 cases compared to a national average of 1 in 50. However, around a third of all police forces saw at least one murder prosecution fail due to missing evidence during that period, from October 2022 to September 2024. The Met has seen 16 murder cases collapse due to lost or missing evidence over the last 2 years. Another three forces, West Midlands, Essex and South Yorkshire, have had four murder cases collapse each. The Metropolitan Police also had the highest number of sexual offences cases collapse due to lost or missing evidence, 79. The 2023 Casey review into the Met was damning of some of the force's evidence storage practices. It found forensic samples taken from rape cases were stored in fridges so full that three officers were required to close them, and the evidence within them was ruined through contamination. It said an overworked and inexperienced workforce lacked the infrastructure and specialism for dealing with sexual offences, which existed before a specialist unit was disbanded in 2019. The review found, instead of access to fast-track forensic services, officers have to contend with overstuffed, dilapidated or broken fridges and freezers containing evidence, including the rape kits of victims. In Essex, a 2025 investigation found key evidence was destroyed at the start of an investigation into the death of six family members in a house fire in 2012. Dr. Sabah Usmani, 44, and her five children, Hira or Hira, 12, Sohaib, 11, Munib, 9, Ryan, 6, and Maheen, 3, died following the fire at their home in Harlow, Essex. Her husband, Dr. Abdul Shakur, survived the blaze. A fire investigation officer told a BBC podcast that a forensics contractor allowed crucial evidence to be put in a skip, while another investigator claimed samples were packaged incorrectly. In 2022, a retired police officer from a fourth force in the north of England told the BBC Radio 4's File on 4 programme about the failure of forces to preserve key evidence. "Exhibits are strewn all over the place, just left," he told the presenter Michael Cowan, adding, "it is endemic." He described evidential items such as knives being left under the desk for years. He also spoke of evidence deteriorating within an evidence chest freezer that had become a block of ice. A spokesperson for the National Police Chiefs Council said, "Police and the CPS work together to ensure evidence is gathered and presented in a timely manner, bringing offenders to justice and ensuring victims are safeguarded. The E72 category refers to evidence that is either missing or unavailable when a defendant is going to trial following being charged. For example, police may not be able to find an expert witness to give evidence, or it may be that a required medical statement cannot be obtained. When evidential issues occur in a case, the CPS will raise this with police for any action deemed necessary, and we will work together to ensure these are resolved wherever possible." Over to you, Tim.